Love the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here this week. Thank God for the invitation. Thank God to get a preach with an old-time legend. Hey, man, I've been hearing him ever since I was a young whippersnapper, and I'm getting old, so he's got to be. I've heard of him mighty for years and years back. He used to come over to Memphis Praying some whole revival. My mom went there, and she'd brag about him. Hey, ma'am, you know, I wasn't took to church, wasn't made to go to church. Hey, man, what I learned just the last few years, God saved my soul. Hey, man, got in church, started learning about the Lord. And I see God's been good to me.
Amen.
Been merciful unto me. And,
Praise the Lord.
I love Him tonight with all my heart, and I love you tonight with all my heart. And I want you to know tonight that
no
matter what comes out of this mouth tonight, it will come from heaven. Because I can't do it on my own.
Bless
I love you tonight. Appreciate you. Appreciate this opportunity. Appreciate you standing. We're going to read some out of Romans tonight, chapter 10. Very familiar scripture, but I've got to read. I go all day, I've wrestled this, and I said, Lord, this is some strangest stuff I've ever read. Amen, to try to preach in revival. But I tell you what, I'm going to respond to the Lord. Amen. I'm going to read one verse out of the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 12. Then we're going to Romans. So you just go on to Romans and hang on. Amen. It said, chapter 12, verse 10, it said, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. Amen. So tonight I want to try my best to preach you the truth. Amen. Over here in Romans chapter 10, starting verse 13, it said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, amen, and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. How their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Father in heaven, tonight as we come, God is talking, we know how, Lord, we ask you tonight, Father, to help us to preach your word. God, tonight is heaven, Father, I know how, Lord, Lord, I pray if there's anybody here tonight that's lost, God, you just speak to their heart, and God, you convict them of their sin. Lord, tonight we pray, God, for help to the church tonight. And God is revival tonight, Lord, on the mountain, and God, I pray for revival tonight. I appreciate every word of life tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray and give you glory and honor tonight, glory and honor. Amen. You know what? We're living in a time today. They're teaching you everything under the sun. Amen. But I want to get back to just the basics of preaching. Amen. As he sent them out here, amen, as I just read to you to bring the gospel to them. Amen. To preach to them. Amen. Things of good tidings. Amen. Tonight I'd like to preach to you something good tonight. I ain't here to tickle your ears, brother. Stay away. Amen. I just want to preach you the pure word of God. According to God's word, he said, no greater love than this than a man laid down his life for a friend. Amen. I thought about how the churches today, how they've been a change in the church. Amen. Since I got saved and in the house of God, hey, they've been a great change in the world. Amen. Around the church, I remember when I got saved, it didn't matter where I went to visit. Hey, I felt love. I felt those people loved me. Amen. But listen, as times went on, buddy, you don't feel that everywhere you go. Some churches you'd walk into, you'd swear you've got the blue bonnet plate. Amen. Because everybody was saved. Listen, we just need to get back to the basics of life. Amen. The Bible commands us to love one another as He loved us. Amen. Tonight, so let's go back to time. Amen. There was a time no boy was lost and undone without God. Amen. And you know what? People begin to run. Amen. Brother J.D., you know what happened? I went to a prayer meeting with my brother. me what they have to go worse. And when I'm cutting, my heart begin to break. And then I thought, why does this man love me? And then an old sin. And you know what, buddy? That just kept crawling me back to the house of God. And then it pulled me back there. Amen. And that night I went back. I found out what he was talking about. And not only did the preacher love me, but I found a man called Jesus. I was brought up a poor boy. My mom and daddy worked from daylight to dark. Amen. I didn't have time to tuck you on your knee and tell you how much they love you. And all my life, buddy, I just wanted somebody to love me. I wanted somebody to care for me. And boy, when I found Jesus, did I ever find a friend? Closer than a brother. Closer than a brother. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll go with you always. He's the greatest friend I've ever had. Amen. If you got him tonight, hey, the brother preached last night. Amen. You get on first place. Hey, you're going somewhere then. But if you miss that, you missed out on all this. They're doing everything on the sun, trying to please themselves. How about you know what it all hinges off of tonight? I believe it hinges off the love of God. Amen. Without love, the Bible says, how you know without the Spirit you're not a healer, but you know what without the love, how you ain't got the Spirit. If you've not ever been born again, I'm telling you tonight, my wife could write a book. Amen. For the first 15 years we were married, amen, and I'd probably be a bestseller. People love misery and heartaches and troubles. Amen. People love that kind of thing. But boy, the last 20 has been wonderful. They took and turned me around. An old man had a stony heart. And now that he came in and turned it into a heart of flesh. He made me see how much precious my family was. How precious my children was. I'm talking about the love of God tonight. And don't you forget tonight what the Lord said. He said, I love you. I gave my son for you. Somebody to love me. Grandma, she done the best she could. Amen. We were just dirt poor. Amen. But Grandma, I can remember many times. Boy, Grandma hugging me up and loving me. And boy, that meant something to me. Brother, because we didn't get that around home. But you know what happened one time? Just before my daddy died, he got saved. And you know what? He never ever said that he loved me. Amen. He still didn't tell me that day that he loved me. He said, I know you think I don't love you, son. But he said, your brother causes us so much heartache and trouble. He said, we can't think about nothing else but that. Amen. But listen, I'm glad tonight that we had that conversation. But I knew they loved me. I know how I knew they loved me, brother. Because they fed me in the ground. They put it over my head. And they had a place for me to stay. You know, I knew they loved me. But boy, what did it mean? Just to hear those words. It meant everything to me. It meant to know that my daddy loved me. Amen. Because I surely love him. Amen. And I tell you, I've never found any love any better. Amen. And when I found the Lord, I know people bellyache and cry about what the preacher says. But I'm here to tell you, I was lost. I didn't even know where God was. I had to find him. And I went to the house of God. And I sought the Lord. And he saved my soul. Amen. Ain't been the same since. Time goes on in our life, you know, things change. Amen. We begin to have children. And boy, I tell you what, that's one of the most precious things I've ever seen in my life. Amen. You know what? I had that little girl born. Amen. And boy, they brought her in there and handed her to me. I thought, boy, that's the most precious thing I've ever seen. I wanted a little boy so bad I couldn't understand it. As you see, back then, amen, we didn't have all this technology to tell you what they are before they got here. Amen. We were just hoping for, I was hoping for a boy. And they brought that little girl in there and big old long eyelashes looking up at me. And boy, you talk about a daddy's heart melting. I didn't care if I had 10 girls, brother. But listen, Listen, God been good to me. Give me some grandchildren. Amen. In the same way with them, how precious they've been to me. Amen. How God give me things. Hey, this touched my heart. But the greatest thing He's ever given me is the love of God. My soul. And I want to thank Him for that. Man, I've watered around all day about preaching on this. And you know what? I said over there last night, the brother was preaching his heart out. Boy, I tell you what, I enjoyed being here last night. I thought, man, what a place to be tonight. I mean, it's kind of reminded me of an old time revival. People, I'm not afraid to amen. Amen. I sat over there and he called upon a book and turned his Bible over there and I wrote mine over there and I found a little note. Amen. And I use it quite a bit, but for some reason last night the Lord I just took me to it. And that probably didn't mean much to anybody else. Amen. One Sunday morning, sitting there all broken hearted, little church trying to pastor. And boy, just watching the church dwindle down to nothing. My little oldest grandson, he was about 5 years old. He went to Sunday school. And he brought me a little hot rod, brother. Amen. I don't know why he brought that. This don't mean nothing. Amen. But when I flipped it over, when he handed it to me, on the other side, he said, I love you. Amen. Fill me up. Amen. With joy. And I've held on to it ever since. Amen. It's good for you. Somebody loves us. People in this world tonight don't have a clue what love is. Amen. They're hinging off everything this whole world has to offer. But folks, I'm here to tell you tonight, love is from God. There is no greater love than God. You know what's good about that tonight? You know what? When I was lost and undone, I was great. Hey, man, I didn't have no hope in this life. This life or the one to come. I mean, I was just bound, brother. I figured just live and die. That's the way I felt every day of my life. But buddy, Jesus gave me a reason to believe. And then when I come to Him, brother David, I don't have to go to heaven. You know how Jesus loved me enough. Get all the way. Hey, man, he didn't call the angels to come and get him. Amen, that we could be saved.
Yeah, thank you.
Amen. So I chose to change in the church. Amen. You know what? Somebody gets saved, we seem to forget about it. Amen. Well, we've done our work. We've prayed. They got saved. Hey, we took and hung them out to dry. Amen. Next thing you know, the old devil come through, steps them right real good. Amen. They're right back out in the hog pen again and walk. Amen. We need to pray. Amen. When somebody gets saved, our work's just begun. Amen. I'm telling you tonight. I'll share with you just for a minute. That's what got me in there. Amen. It was love. Amen. And that's what kept me in there. Was love. And you know what I've done? I found me just a little old church. Had a little old country church back in the woods. Amen. I joined that church. Amen. The pastor. Amen. He began to teach me. Amen. He began to talk to me about things. Amen. His family took me in the same as a family. A member, brother. I felt like one of his children. Amen. Brought up and taught the ways of God. Amen. Things that I've never seen or heard. Amen. He began to share it with me. And I began to see the Lord everywhere I look. And the goodness of God all around me. Amen. Praying for people to see them be healed. And brother, that was a joy. Amen. And then God called me to preach. Oh, what a time that was. I ran and I hid. But God said, listen, if you'll just stand. Amen. The preacher, if you'll just stand, I'll fill your mind.
Amen.
He's never failed.
Amen.
He's never failed. Listen. It says there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. How we love Him because He first loved us.
Amen.
If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. How can he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from Him that he who loveth God loveth his brother also.
Amen.
Amen. You remember the rich young ruler come to Jesus and he said, what must I do? Had you heard eternal life? He said, listen. He said, just keep the commandments. What's the first commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And what else did he say? Amen. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I love God. I hate my neighbor.
good to you, brother.
Amen.
He's been good to you.
Amen. 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 Terry has been mean to me, but the Lord's been good to me. Amen. All along this journey, amen, we've had good times and bad. We've been up, we've been down. You know what? I've always found God's love to be good. Amen. He's loved me whenever I was unloving. Even times now that whenever I get angry, amen, he's right there and he'll put his arm around me. And he'll love me. He'll say, son, if you don't spread up, I'm going to tan you white. Amen. You know what? He loves me. Amen. He loves me. Amen. You want to spread up. How you chastise me, place things over the course of time. But what they walk. I look back on my life and I thank God for the
amen.
You know, I had a dear sister in the church. I just started pastoring. I hadn't been there but just a few months. Amen. Brother J.D.'s wife, Sister Maisel. Amen. She had cancer. And you know what? I knew she was saved by the grace of God. And I knew that if God took her, she was going to go to hell. Amen. I just felt that in my heart. I ain't nobody judge. I can't put them in hell and I can't put you in hell. That's between you and God. How about, buddy, she lived a good life before me. Amen. And when I began to be her pastor, she loved me. Amen. Let me tell you something. It started a long time before then. She loved me when I was a little boy. Amen. Be around her. She just loved us up. As you say, she was my aunt. And she was so good to us. I loved her. I loved her dearly. I'd cry and I'd beg God not to let her go. And God went ahead and took her anyway. And Brother J.D., it wasn't what broke my heart that God took her. I just knew that I wasn't going to have her around to love me no more. Amen. But you know what? I know one day after a while, I'm going to see her again. Amen. That woman meant something to me. Amen. There's people in this world have God's put my life that means something to me.
That's right.
Amen. It means everything. Amen. You know why? Because they've been a lie to me.
Amen.
Amen. They've showed me love. But you know what? The love of many are waxing cold.
Yeah, right.
Oh, instead of iniquity of
right.
Amen. Brother called me a week or so back and he said, I thought I'd call you. You never called me. I said, well, what was you doing? He said, I ain't been doing nothing. I said, well, do you work? He said, no. I said, well, brother, let me share this with you, and I'm not trying to complain and make any kind of excuse. I said, I work a whole week. Amen. I pastor a church. I got 3 grandchildren at my house every night. Amen. I've got a wife. Amen. I've got people I deal with every day. Amen. And I said, sometimes I just don't think to call somebody over yonder and talk to them. I said, but listen, buddy, if it gets on your mind that you want to talk to me, ring my phone.
Amen.
You know what? It's the same amount of numbers for him to
Yeah.
Amen. People get aggravated at you. Amen. They don't understand what you're doing. Amen. I'm not neglecting nobody. Brother, if he was in my church and he was seeing him every day, if I would have had him every week, it would be a different story. But you see somebody once a year, it's hard to remember to call them. Just because they want you to.
Yeah.
Just because they want you to.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you fellas have never dealt with somebody getting up in church. Amen. And asking prayer requests for so-and-so that's in the hospital. And you didn't have a clue who it was. That they was even down there, brother, until they asked for the prayer request. Hey, they done better and got home before we know it.
Yeah.
What's the love in that? Preacher, I love you.
Come on, brother.
Come on, brother.
I like what the brother said last night, man. I'll stay off of that.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. You know what? We'll stand flat-footed in the house of God.
Bless you, Lord.
And say we love people.
Right.
And then snap your fingers, turn angry.
Yeah.
Sure. Amen. That's the Bible. Hey.
Yeah.
Folks, that's not the love of God.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what love is tonight? Yeah. This old man asked me this question. Me and him held a funeral together.
Yeah.
He said, what would your definition of a true friend be? Mm-hmm. I said, well, the Lord said, no greater love than man laid his life for a friend. Well, he said, that's good, preacher. He said, that's real good.
Yeah.
But he said, listen to me just for a minute. He said, this is just a thought. He said, a true friend is somebody that sees your faults and loves you anyway.
Amen.
Loves you anyway.
Right.
Now, is anybody faultless in the house?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
brother.
I'll tell you what. I'm not, brother. I got my faults. I snore too much at night, brother. That's a problem. Amen. I tell you, that causes a problem in my house. Amen. If I got faults, I'm going to praise God. She forgives me enough to let me sleep a little bit. Amen. We overlook one another's faults.
Yeah.
Amen. We look beyond what's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
Amen. We might not say everything perfect. We might not talk about everything perfect. But folks, the love of God's in us, we can overlook.
Amen.
Amen. We can work together.
Amen.
We can pray together. We can do anything we want to together as long as we love one another.
That's right.
Doing God's will.
Yeah.
Folks, the Lord's good to us.
Sure.
Yeah. Tonight, I don't know anybody's heart. I'm pleased. Boys, you don't come back and get something. He's done a fine job. Just come back. Amen. Just come back tonight.
Bless you.
Let me share this with you now, as they come. I was one of the happiest fellows you ever met in your life. Still kind of that way. But not near like I used to be. Amen. And I was hard to get along with. Boy, I can get mad and drop the hat. Brother, and sometimes if a brother said like that, I'd drop the hat just to get mad.
There you go.
I'd do whatever it took. Boy, I'd fly mad about every little thing. Go off a deep end, tear up stuff, things that cost me money.
Amen, God.
Amen. I went to the house one time, told my wife, I said, need your help just a minute. She's on the phone. I went back out, came back in. I said, I need your help. She said, a minute. I got the phone. I ripped it out of the wall. Busted it all to pieces. I said, now, help me. That cost me $75.
Bless you,
man. You see, foolishness costs you something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen. But when God saved my soul.
Amen.
You know what? I still get done shakes.
Sure.
Do you know what I'll do, brother? I'll back up with my hands on fire.
Say, God help me.
Yes, sir. Lord help me. You know what my brother do? He loves me enough that he will constrain me.
Yes.
Amen. His brother's talking about containing that cancer. He'll contain my anger.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. He'll contain my reactions sometimes, and sometimes you ever just let it go?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done that and just, boy, make a mess of things?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Well, I have. You know what I've had to do? I've had right on the job. I have to get down on my knees.
Yes, sir.
Get into it. Somebody make you mad. Boy, you slash out before you think. Have to get down and ask for forgiveness. And then the bad thing is, you've got to go ask him. But boy, I tell you what, that love, it'll do it. But what I work with, some of the worst men anybody could ever work with when I first started out working. When I got saved, I had love.
Yes.
I wanted to see them saved. Got to see one get saved, held his funeral before he died. What a fine thing, amen, God put in my life to allow me to get that opportunity to love him, see him get saved, and be a part of something. Another man, he's hadn't seen him in years. He stood up in a little church, didn't even know he was there. I preached him a Bible, and he stood up and he said, there's a man here I used to work with, and he said, I believe that he's truly a man of God. He said, when I die, he said, I told my wife, I want him to hold my funeral. I don't know about you, but you know, I don't seem like a good thing to do, hold people's funeral. But I'd rather hold two funerals for one wedding.
Yeah.
Amen. Especially for sake. I don't mean nothing bad about that, Adam and Talvin. I just married them like a year ago. Amen. And you know what, folks? God's love.
Amen.
Will cause you want to do this.
Yes, sir.
Cause you will get a great honor.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what will happen? I don't never know what's going on in your life or anybody else's life. I know we got people sick, and I know, and I request prayer for them everywhere I go, even at golf church here. Amen. I pray for them, and I ask God to heal them. It's God's will. Amen. You know what? He loves us enough. He's in a perfect place for us. So tonight, I'm going to ask you to stand just for a minute. Amen. You know what? I believe the law, one of the greatest commandments in here is the golden rule. I guess I use it a lot. You know what you want to do? No, I do unto others as you want them to do.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
You want them to be angry, hateful, and bitter to you? Go hate. If you want them to love you, love them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, some of the hardest things being a pastor I've learned over the years is trying to love people that just can't stand you.
Amen.
Yeah. Having to stand there with a smile on your face and take all that backlash from them and still say, I'm sorry, I love them.
Right.
Amen. You have to go through those things.
Right. Right. Amen.
But Jesus, they was nailing him to the cross.
Yes.
He said, Father, forgive them.
Amen.
He had a great love for us. And we ought to have that same love one for another. I didn't know Brother Billy, but I got a great love for him. Just to get to hear him last night, I made him all my heart, man of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what that brings to the amen, to be part of something like that. So tonight, as they sing tonight, don't you just... I tell you what, let's just start out like this. Everybody just close your eyes for a minute.
Bow your heads as these brothers begin to sing.